Okay, we're on Ches Amud Beis. Yeah, by the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef. Afal Gav, even though the Mida, this is speaking about the death penalty, right, is Batela. We don't have the death penalty anymore. Right? Nevertheless, the Mida, the measure for it, meaning the punishment is, you know, the divine retribution is low bottle, is not bottle. I mean, it's still ways of working out the punishment. The Amar Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef said, V'chein Tani Rabbi Chia, and so taught Rabbi Chia in his Braisa, Miyom, from the day Shechora Chorev, that it was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pi, even though Shabotla Sanhedrin, that it was bottled the Sanhedrin, there's no Sanhedrin anymore. They stopped doing, well, basically, we learned in Rosh Hashanah that basically they stopped doing certain things, right, whatever, but within certain aspects of the Sanhedrin was bottled. Or, nevertheless, Arba Misois, right, the four deaths, this means the four capital punishments, yeah, which we're going to speak about, a low botlu. We're not bottle. Right? So wait a second. They were bottle? That's the end of the price. Vaha botlu. They were bottle. They stopped doing capital punishment. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more capital punishment. What does it mean, low botlu? So, Ella, no, this is what it means. Ella arba misos lo botlu. Right? The din, right, the divine din was not bottled, which we're going to explain, right? Me, somebody, Shinis Chayev Skila. Somebody who was Chayev Skila, the Mechal Shabbos, they did a Avodah Zarah, something of the like. So now, the procedure of, so the first part of Skila is you throw them off from a height to the floor, right? So, Oy Noifel Menegag, so the person will just suddenly fall from the roof and die, or alternatively a chaya dorsosoi, or a wild animal is going to floor him. Well, it's going to throw him to the ground.
You mean it'll happen in a natural way?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and right now, next one. So mission is chaya. If you see somebody die, then, but I don't know if it's here, we can read this into the situations. Yeah, ooh, we fell from a building. Yeah. Whatever, but anyway, but it could be, you know. Me, Shinis Chayev Sreifa, somebody who was Chayev Sreifa. So we actually learned this in Gemara. Who's Chayev Sreifa? We learned in Gemara in Chagiga. Anyone Chayev Sreifa? Right, it's no. Yeah. Basque. Look at Ari. His mamish. Look at this. Ari from the. Maybe I think Ari said it. Do you all said it? Is it? Well, Ari. Ari A. Beer said it in the back there. A Basque Cohen Shazinsa. Right. Exactly.
Samara was
Srafer. Very good. Yeah. No, but is it, fine. But it, true. True. But basically that's about it. It's what's that? The last at the end of the first perek. Yeah. Right, so right, it's Bas Bito. The focus of Bas Bito is that, right, it's Osa, but also we said there, Zima, Heina. Okay, very good. I think Ari Walmer got it, but I was listening over here to Ari Bia, so Shkoyach. Okay, so funny enough though, that's basically, then we learned, I think, I didn't get enough chance to look this up, but I think we learned from that to other things, and basically Sreif is very limited. It's only for basically like women who did Zanus or whatever, and also maybe the guy with her, yeah? Oi, so what's going to happen to her? Mishin is chayv sreifa, or noifel b'deleika, the person's going to fall into a fire and get burnt, yeah? Or alternatively, nachash mekishoi, or a snake which has poisonous acidic venom, is going to bite him and he's going to basically burn. Okay, me shinis chayev hariga, somebody who's chayev hariga, to be killed. So this means cherev. This is to be killed with a sword. Right, so this is who gets for cherev, that's like if you're murdering somebody, gets cherev, and also ir hanidachas gets cherev. Okay, so what happens to him? Or nimsa lemalchus, he gets handed over to the malchus, like Iran or something, where they do, or certain places where they kill people, or whatever. Off with the head, exactly. Yeah, or listing boyna love, or some nasty bandits who kind of enjoy doing that kind of stuff will get him. Now, mishnas chayev chanika, somebody who's chayev chanika to be strangled to death. Who's chayev for strangling to death? Well, I remember this. This is because of several. Who do you feel like strangling? Sometimes you feel like. I don't know. I don't even say. It's things related. Could be things related to that. What's that? Ashes ish. Yes. Ashes ish as well. So right, we're not speaking about that one. Ashes ish. It is. That's the only one of the arayos though is with strangulation. Okay. So mission is chayv. Both of them. Yeah. Strangle them both. Chanika. Right. So what happens to him? Otaveya benahar. He's gonna drown in a river. Yeah. Or meis besunumchi. Or he's gonna die in sununumchi. Sununchi is some kind of throat disease, and it's very painful. Choking on food as well, maybe, yeah. What's that, Ari?
Croup.
What?
Croup, C-R-O-U-B,
croup. Croup, apparently it's croup. Thank you, Ari. Now, Tanya, moving on, we've got a Bryson now. Hiya, Rebbe, and some people have the ghost of Rebbe Omer. Minayin, how do we know? So where's the source in the Torah? Yeah, Shabamida Sha'adam Moided Ba, in the measure that a person measures in it, yeah, Moided Loi, we measure it out to him. So we learn from this following pasuk, right? Shinema, Basa'asa, so Bez is a prefix, yeah, Sa'asa is a measure, and it's like a measure of a, it comes up a lot, is a Sa'. A saw is a measure which is like, I think it's like a six pack of whiskey. No, because of the bottle sizes, it doesn't wear a six pack of whiskey, or maybe it's a six bottle of Coke, or maybe it's a five pack of Coke. I can't remember, but it's like that kind of it's talking about quite a large volume over here, but in this saw. Bashalcha, so Bashalcha means in its basically destruction, right? In a person's when they get like kicked out, but kicked out maybe of the world, yeah? Turivena. Turivena means it will basically start up with it, but it means the meter will start up with him when he's getting basically destroyed. So let's just read that in Rashi, because I only just got this last night, yeah? Because let's go Basa'asa, Rashi. Right? You see this Rashi? Basa'asa. Basuch oisu sa'a. Within that sa'a, atma itself. Kisha'ata mashalcha. When you're sending it away, la'avdon, for its destruction, tarivena. Right, but tarivena means it's going on the sa'a atma. Will destroy. Right. Basically, it's. Put in its own cleat and it will, his destruction comes through that. Okay, carries on the Gemara, the Brisa. In the yellow saw, what about a saw? Right, it's a large amount. Maybe, right, minayin, how do we know the rabbis, other midos, smaller midos? What happens if a person does a smaller Aveira? Yeah, is the midah kenegamida? For example, tarkav. What about a tarkav? So a tarkav is. Three kav is composed of the word tar is like tray, two, and a kav, which is like three kav, which is basically half a saw. It's like, it's not, it's Coke. It's like three bottles of Coke. Okay? So, v'chetzi tarkav, what about chetzi tarkav? Yeah? What about that? A couple of liters or so. A cav. A cav is like, right, bottle of Coke. You have chatzi cav, is like two cans of Coke. Yeah, and a rover, v'chetzi rover. What about a rover means a quarter of a cav. V'chetzi rover, and a quarter of a, and a half of a quarter, which is an eighth of a cav. Yeah, and a tuman, and an uchla. And Rashi says, if you want to, if you're interested to know what this means, look in Baba Basra. But the very small meters. Basically, we're going down to a very small meter. Yeah, actually, I think so, someone actually said, it could be Rashi earlier, and we said that a Talmud Chacham can have an eighth of an Eshmini b'shebeshminis, an eighth of a gaiv. I think Rashi maybe mentioned Uchla over there, like a little abyssal, very the smallest measure. Minayin. How do we know that there's a meter, keneged meter, even for keneged a smaller veira? Talmud Loimar, we've got another pasuk says, ki kol, all, so'in. Right, so soin is like, it's also like sa, it's like a measure. Kol soin soin barash. Each measure will be, there'll be a rash. They'll make a lot of noise when they suffer from what they did. Now, third point. Uminayin shikol pruta upruta mitzterefes. How do we know that each, basically, let's say a person's done multiple sins? Let's put it, says the multiple small sins. How do you know that we has to pay for those? Yeah, lecheshbon gadol, and he gets a big bill at the end. Yeah, Talmud Loimar, achas achas, right, one by one, meaning even the right limtsoi cheshbon, to find out what the cheshbon is. Basically, we compound it. Not we, but the heavenly court. Yeah, v'chein matzino. Sota, and similarly we find with Sota, right? Shabamida Shabamidabar, in the meter that she measured, Modadula, that they measured out first. Now we're getting the list. Right. Number one, he omda, she stood al Pesach Besa, on the right, the door of her house, Leira Ois, to be seen low by him. Okay? The punishment is Lefichach, therefore. Kohen Ma'amida, the Kohen stands her, Alstro Nicanor, right, on the gate of Nicanor, Amara, and he shows, Kolona, her disgrace, Lakol, to everybody. Kolona means her disgrace. Kalon means disgrace. Kolona means her disgrace. Lakol, to everybody. Now, number two. They always start with he, by the way, right? If you see, it's like she did this, therefore, it's going to be like that, yeah? He, Pirusa, she spread out, lo, sudori noin, like a nice head covering, al roisha upon her head. So, lefichach, what's the punishment? Kohen noitel keeper. The Kohen is going to take her, a keeper, means a head covering, as we saw before, al roisha, from her head, menichoi, and place the head covering, Takas Ragleha, underneath her feet. Right, number three. He koshta loy for now. She put on makeup. Basically, she beautified her face. Lefichach, therefore, paneha marikos. Her face turns green. Yeah. Number four. He kochla. This is kochla means eyeshadow. Yeah, lo eineha, her eyes. Therefore, lefichach, eineha, her eyes boil toast, bulge out. Number five. He kolot loy esara. She braided her hair in a nice way. That lefichach, because of that, Kohen soisa esara. The Kohen is gonna mess up a hairdo. Number six. He harasa loy. She showed him beetzba, right, with a finger, like, come here, come over here to me. Yeah, lefichach tziporneha, therefore her nails, nostrils, fall off.
So I'm blaming her for the initiative. Maybe the initiative
came. He's gonna. Yeah. Well, that's because of many. But you know what? But listen, just wait. He's gonna get it. Don't worry.
But it's interesting because in Ishas Nifas Toar, we let her, as a sign of Nibble, we let her grow longer.
Yeah. True. Yeah, we haven't got. There's not a large time for him over here though, to let him grow. Right. He now number seven. Yeah. He chogra loy. She girded for him, but tiltul in a nice belt. Yeah. Levichach. The punishment is kohen mevi. A kohen brings a chevel mitzri. This right. The belt we've been talking about. The kosher law. Lamal midadar above her bosom. Now number eight. He posture loy es yerecha. She extended out her thigh to him. Lefichach, therefore, the punishment is yerecha noifelus. Her leg's going to drop off. I'm not sure about that. Noifelus means whatever. Okay. Right, number nine. He kibaltoi al kreisa. She accepted him upon her belly, meaning when they were having relations. Lefichach, therefore, Bitna Sova. Therefore, her belly is going to blow up, right? Going to expand.
You changed the order here.
No, we said before, you know.
Yeah. The order before was first the belly, then the back.
No.
You said the
thigh. We're good, but we are going to change the order. You're right. Right, number 10. He had a chilosoi, she fed him ma'adanei oilom. Ma'adane means the delights of the world. She nice food, exotic, or whatever. Yeah. Lefichach, therefore it comes out, korbono. That means her korban. Means the mincha that she brings, yeah, is ma'achol behema, is animal fodder, meaning it's barley. Normal we bring for, right, in this week's parsha, in fact, yeah, that we bring wheat grain, which is nicer, but instead they bring barley. Now, number 11. Hishkoseyu. She gave him to drink yain meshubach, fine wine. Yeah, bekoises meshubachim, in fine goblets. Yeah, therefore lefichach koyin mashka. He's going to give her mayim hamarim, bitter waters. Yeah, but mekida shel cheres. In a mekida, Rashi just says it's like the worst kind of kli that you can have, but that's made out of pottery. Now, number 12, this is the final one, but we're going to have two variations. He also saw Beseisa, she did it in secrecy, this thing. So comes out, the punishment is, Yosha Beseisa, the one who sits in concealment, meaning Hashem, El Yoin, in that, okay, some, that's what he places upon him, he's going to basically pay attention to what she's doing and I suppose bring punishment upon her. Shenema, we bring a proof for this. Yeah, ayin, the eye of a noyef, of somebody who has illicit relations. Shomra neshef, waited for neshef. Maybe it's the dot. I can't remember, it's the Gemara about what neshef means. Let's see, for a time where she's hard to see her. Lamor to say, lo tissue. Right. Again, Shomer, it waited for. Shomer can mean waited for. She waited for the let's say the night time, right? Lay more ads to say because right. So lo sushurani, that no one will see me, right? No right. Ayin, no ayin will see me. Basically, she's doing it. She finds a very secluded place, dark, whatever. Yeah. So if you see the continuation of the pasuk, the Bach brings it also. If you can look at the pasuk, but the pasuk itself. But it says the continuation is v'seisa ponim yosim, right? And the Hashem will right. Will yeah. No, I just no. I'm reading the continuation is the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk, on Bays, right? So if you look at the end of the pasuk, is v'seis upon him yosim, meaning that Hashem will pay attention. Now, you can read the Vagoima. The Bach gets rid of the Vagoima and puts in the rest of the pasuk. Dovarach, yeah. One of the explanation is, yeah, he also says, seeing as she did in seclusion, I mean in concealment, Hamakom is Hashem, Pirsuma basically is publicize it, begolui in front of everybody, right? In revealed, Shenema Tichase Sina, somebody who covers up Sina. I think this means like you got nasty plans for people, yeah? But Masha Oin. Ma'ashon means b'choyshech. right? So you've got your you're not telling anybody you've got these evil plans against somebody. What's going to happen? Tigale ra'asu b'kahal. His evil, I imagine it means plans, is going to be revealed in public.
Isn't it a virus to Hashem? Because Rashi says ham chasid davar hasanui lemakom.
Okay, very good. Okay, but yeah, I mean, but it's also sanui lemakom is right. Could be. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, you're saying right with Rashi. Good. But the point is, if you can do something in secret, it's going to get revealed. Okay, that is the end of the Brisa, and then we will stop here. So I went slowly over there, but just so you can ever get the word.